Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a whistleblower set to join us on air in 1 hour concerning the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. She is an insider, and I will just say very high level. And for the last week, we've been reading over hundreds of pages of documents concerning their program, the amazing secrecy of this foundation that has over $80 billion in it and growing, its connections to big pharma companies. This is a very dangerous subject to cover. And I know with this audience, it is not pearls before swine. This is not pearls before swine. I know that folks out there listening appreciate the level of information that you get on a daily basis here. So Cynthia, obviously not her real name, will be joining us. I mean, I live in a bizarre position, an amazing position. I'm on the phone with Luke Radowski about to confront the current Israeli president yesterday with false flag terrorism, right after they'd just been assaulted. Matt Lapasik had just been assaulted by Joe Scarborough, who grabbed his camera and threw it down a elevator shaft. They were able to get the camera, though. And then in between that, I'm on the phone with her, you know, going over things that are bowel-shaking, to say the least. And then there was other wild things going on in the background. And I am just swimming in documentation and information of just complete criminality by government, by corporations, by the New World Order. I mean, just that snapshot of I'm on one phone talking to Luke and the other phone talking to this lady. It just blows you away. I mean, hundreds of different subjects you can talk about, like being there during Merck trials. We'll talk about this, where they were openly covering up the side effects of HPV. That alone is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Well, they just had a George Clooney movie out about it's a fictional account of Monsanto and their weed killer killing people, and, you know, they're sending out hit teams to whack folks. I mean, that's the kind of things that really do go on, and sometimes I think even people out there that are somewhat awake don't realize how far out on the edge those of us that are speaking out and really digging this dirt out, just how far out on the edge we are. So we'll be covering that coming up in 1 hour. And then in the third and fourth hour today, we're just going to have open phones for whatever you want to discuss, the economy. What's happening with the domestic police state unfolding as they announce brain scanning cameras, not just in airports, but on the streets of America? I mean, that isn't Big Brother. That isn't Orwellian. That isn't a state completely out of control while the state steals everyone's money and pension funds and future, while they engage in every crime known to man. What we're witnessing is a precision-guided looting of the economy and of the society, and evil taking over the planet right now. Bill Detail, the largest bank failure in U.S. history, and all the other financial information on the other side.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Washington Mutual, largest bank failure in U.S. history, even bigger than bank failures in the Great Depression, has taken place. A few weeks ago, the previous largest bank failure in history happened. That record now smashed yesterday and this morning. WaMu is seized, sold off to J.P. Morgan in largest failure in U.S. banking history. Now, remember, J.P. Morgan Chase is the dominant shareholder in the private Federal Reserve. They control the issuance of liquidity, and they control the Treasury, which is now basically being taken over by them if this bailout plan goes forward the way that Henry Paulson wants it. So people are asking what bank is safe to put their money in. I don't even know if Chase Manhattan Citibank is, quote, safe, because they will just move assets out the back door into raw infrastructure that they've been grabbing up. That was the whole point of globalism, that the tax incentives for companies to move overseas. Everything has been about waging economic war against the population. So WaMu is seized, sold off to J.P. Morgan in largest failure in U.S. banking history. In what is by far the largest bank failure in the U.S. history, federal regulators seize Washington Mutual, Inc. Now, remember, you have a select group of private banks that hold Federal Reserve stock that have their minion Paulson running the Treasury, and they decide what to grab. They decide who to go after. And in all this hysteria, there's no discussion if that bank was more solvent or less solvent than J.P. Morgan Chase. See how that works? So they're able to take over whatever banks they want, regional, local, international, anything based here, national. They're able to pay whatever they want for the assets. They're able to make us pay for them. They're able to shift those assets into other banks and then, in the quote, bailout, put into the Treasury only the bad assets and the bad securities. I mean, there is, and none of it is allowed to be reviewed. None of it is allowed to be even looked at by any agency, the federal government, any state agency, any branch of government, Congress. It's just staggering. And they've, of course, banned short trades, but only against select financial institutions, turning all the previous bailout money loose to go leverage and attack all the real companies and the real economy that actually manufacture things or make things. It is organized financial Armageddon, and I'm sure they'll get their little bailout, and then that'll just be one more suckering of the public. But the money, the $5 trillion that Bloomberg reports it really is, it's probably more, not $700 billion, that's only one small part of this. That's the diversion. That's what they're giving attention to. They're masters at misdirection. The real issue is the powers, the new branch of government that is outside of government and unaccountable to the other three branches. This is fascism. This is total domination by private corporations with governmental power through the Treasury. Just like they're setting up in England, global carbon trading, and you buy your carbon credits to be able to drive your car or heat your house or eat steak, they say they're going to tax you, from the private banks. I mean, they are becoming government right now. WaMu is seized, sold off to J.P. Morgan in largest failure in U.S. banking history. Pelosi says bailout plan has to pass. So they're holding everyone hostage. We'll get into that report. McCain remains undecided about the debate with Obama. Again, this is all about making himself the center of attention and, oh, he cares so much. What will he do? Will they get it passed or will he cancel the debate because it's so serious to make it look like he'll actually run something or Obama will run something, making these two puppets look like they're actually in a power position, grandstanding. Hong Kong police arrest 11 for spreading rumors about AIG. Hong Kong police arrested 11 for spreading rumors AIG is selling its Asian subsidiary. Scientists warn U.S. Congress of cancer risk for cell phones. I want to get more into that today. Back to all the diversions in the media. You know, McCain caught lying. The CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan has feeds to hundreds of local affiliates. They produce the news for Fox. They produce the news for ABC. They produce the news for everyone but NBC. It's basically a CIA Pentagon operation. And that's come out in congressional reports decades ago. And so, of course, the producers there with the CBS show Late Night with David Letterman were able to dial in to the room where he was being interviewed by another CBS show and show the taped interview going on and show that he lied. He wasn't rushing off to Washington to save everyone a few days ago. And, of course, he lied. Everyone's, I can't believe John McCain wouldn't chop down a cherry tree. I mean, Mr. Anti-Corruption, the name and integrity is McCain. McCain ran the Keating 5 theft. His wife is a mafia princess. I mean, these people are hardcore. And everyone's, I can't believe he lies. I heard people on talk radio going, if you can't trust McCain, you can't trust nothing. I mean, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I mean, heaven help us. He wasn't tortured. All the eyewitnesses have gone public. He wasn't tortured. He was sent to the Hanoi Hotel. He left the Hanoi Torture Center. He was lavish with prostitutes. He turned everybody over. He gave out all the codes. His daddy was the head of the Pacific Fleet. And it doesn't matter. He's a puppet to begin with. And no, because I'm criticizing McCain, does not mean I'm weighing in saying vote for Obama. I'm saying they are actors. Period. And so they're holding everyone hostage. Oh, look, the stock market's going down right now. WAMU went under. And Moore's going to go under because you didn't go for the bailout. As if even if they'd have passed a bailout yesterday, as if that would have done anything, as if the money wouldn't have gone directly to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase to go in and forcibly take over other banks like WAMU. That's nothing but a war chest to go out and wage war on the real economy and drive down with shorts and attack all the other real corporations and companies that aren't financial institutions. They're going in and attacking them while at the same time attacking regional banks and others that didn't engage in all these scams. They're attacking a lot of healthy regional banks. That's who they want. That's who they want to take over. And the private banks, the private Federal Reserve shareholders who control the federal regulators are going out and going after whoever they want. And they triggered all of this by claiming that it was all caused by people lying on subprime mortgage and adjustable rate mortgages and fraudulent jumbo loans for housing of over $500,000. When you're talking about, depending on whose numbers you look, $55 billion, $61 billion, $100 billion, it's not over $100 billion. Chicken feed. We're talking about 2 or 3 months in Iraq, depending on which year you look at. You're looking at nothing. Nothing with the way they're inflating the currency. They could have just forgiven the entire loans, given the people their houses. And I'm not saying do that because it sends the wrong message. But do that before you give a blank check and say that the Treasury is a dictatorship through the Federal Reserve and no branch of government can even review and everything they do secret. That's bigger than the National Security Act of 1947. That, at least on the surface, had the Intelligence Committee chairman reviewing what the CIA was up to and the 15 other agencies that crawled out from underneath its skirt. And then those all laid eggs and then those babies laid eggs until there's hundreds of agencies and then hundreds of private corporations now gathering more intelligence and running more intelligence operations than the 30-something intelligence agencies. You understand? It is, and why shouldn't it grow? A black op government shipping in the narcotics, doing whatever they want, counterfeiting whatever money they want, controlling regulators. They just went wild and said, you know what, boys, let's take it all. And they said, well, the people are going to get mad. And they said, execute the operation. Begin building FEMA camps. Covertly start buying off local governments. Sheep dip any troops that say they'll shoot at U.S. citizens. Put them into domestic intelligence operations. Start taking over the governments. Use the drug war as the cover. Then we'll stage terror attacks when we really go public with the police state. And then we'll implode the economy and use the police state to suppress the public so they can't bring us to justice. Execute order number 66. And you know what? They executed that sucker in the mid-1980s, and now, 25 years later, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering Hades. 24 and a half years later, we are in deep trouble. These are bank robbers. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about your pension funds. They don't care about the bridges collapsing. They don't care about poison food or melamine plastic in your food or lead or mercury. They don't care about anything. They are going for broke. You are being taken. I am being taken. Our future is being destroyed right in front of us. And the public's learned to hate Washington and not trust them, but they don't have 1/100th of an idea of just how bad it really is. I predict they're going to get part of their bailout. And then they are, in the next 6 months, going to completely plunge us into a total collapse and consolidate everything. Now, that's probably what's going to happen. There's something else that could happen as well. We'll talk about that when we get back and take your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 26, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $885.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $911.37, $455.69 for half ounce, and $227.84 for quarter ounce. That's $911.37, $455.69, and $227.84.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carsey's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
You know, people can live in denial.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee,
But that only encourages criminals and shysters to take advantage of you. He called my name and my heart stood. This country has been running with the devil. We have been an instrument of evil, of great evil, willfully and willingly for more than 50 years. We always committed great crimes before that and slaughters of entire populations. But those populations were wicked as well, and you could be hired to slaughter their neighbors. It is the nature of man. We are a fallen creature. But still, by and large, the people were upright, they were strong, they were focused, they were untrusting of government. And so we had 10-plus percent growth rates on a yearly average. The people were much more upstanding. Adversity makes men, and of course, milk and honey, plenty, makes monsters. And you can deny police and military that the government's totally criminal and psychopathic and wicked. School teachers, social workers, bankers, lobbyists, auto mechanics, nurses, farmers, ranchers, good old boys. You can lie and say America's John Wayne, mom and apple pie. And you can go around self-satisfied. I've got family I visit with sometimes. They've always got the Army Channel or the Military Channel or some John Wayne movie on and American flags everywhere and gun cases everywhere and, you know, just and they're good guys. You know, they love the Second Amendment and they hate big government. They've got, but it doesn't matter. They still buy into George Bush and almost cry when he's on TV. And if you try to tell them that George Bush has lines of homosexual prostitutes coming in to serve him, if you try to tell him that George Bush wants amnesty or George Bush tried to sign the assault weapons ban, they'll call you a liar because they don't want to know. They want to believe that everything's good and everything's okay. Well, let me give you a news flash. It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it go away. It doesn't make me a liar just because people say I'm a liar. You don't think I wouldn't like to sit around watching John Wayne movies and drinking beer? And wrapping myself in an American flag and going to NRA meetings and hanging out and bashing stupid liberals all day? You don't think I wouldn't like to listen to Rush Limbaugh and laugh at the dumb liberals and while he's, you know, listen to him while he's popping heroin pills every 5 minutes and giggle and snicker along with it? But I can't do that. No more than I can be some foolish Democrat believing Bill Clinton or Barack Obama is going to save us. And it's time to just grow up and admit that to ourselves or pay the piper. Now, if the $5 trillion, that's what it is, it's more than $5 trillion, but Bloomberg and others are saying $5 trillion. Dallas Morning News is saying $4 trillion. It's trillions. It isn't $700 billion. Any way you slice it, a bailout on average is about seven times bigger. Looking at the last four big bailouts in the last 50 years, they're generally seven times larger. So we're talking $5 trillion if it's $700 billion. Now, for those that don't know, that's many times the GDP every year. Well, the GDP's up at $3 billion, so it's almost twice that. And you're going to pay interest on that, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to sell that debt. They're going to sell those government bonds, and private institutions, banks, and others are going to buy it. And then you're going to pay not just for it, but for the interest on that. Okay, comprende. Do you got me? Is it clear? Do you comprehend it? Comprende. There isn't time to screw around anymore. So they can get their bailout, which is, again, that's only the front. The real issue is that it gives them a new branch of government and imperial power. Totally lawless above the law. That itself is a fraud. Congress can't do that. And the Treasury can't declare it. Or they'll let it fail and claim that it was because we didn't do whatever they wanted. And then the public will say, okay, do whatever you want. And then they get what they want. Anyways. So, we're going to come back and take your calls again to some really big news. It's huge news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is the headline story. Ron Paul, Greenspan, Bernanke should be criminally charged. Congressman Ron Paul says the bailout bill will likely to pass, heralding a 10-year-plus economic depression for America and the geopolitical breakdown, ladies and gentlemen, that will lead from potential martial law should civil unrest arise as the financial meltdown worsens. Congressman Ron Paul says the bailout bill is likely to pass, heralding a 10-year-plus economic depression for America and the potential for martial law should civil unrest arise as the financial meltdown worsens. That's what he said in an exclusive interview here yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. That is an important story, and everyone needs to read it. And I do need Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to add the YouTube video that was made by the Alex Jones channel
of that 20-minute interview and post that with it. I saw that last night. I know it's out there. Please add that to the story. But good job, Paul, for getting that report out. And let me just, again, explain this very calmly and very succinctly. It is a historical fact, and we've read the historical documents, the congressional record. We've had expert guests on in every facet of this, that the criminals that own and run the private Federal Reserve that are orchestrating the current crisis you see worldwide, not just here, are the same ones that funded Lenin out of Brooklyn with the $25 million in gold and hundreds of men on ships taken and then put on train in Germany and shipped in with weapons. It is the same crew that financed Hitler and Mussolini and Mao Zedong. They put into power whoever will crack down and steal everything from the public, the middle class, and even the poor. Millions are always killed. Sometimes it goes on for 30, 40 years. 60-plus million in Russia. 60-plus million in China. Tens of millions in Germany in World War II. 2 million under Pol Pot. Declassified, Brzezinski brags, the U.S.-funded Pol Pot. He wrote a book bragging about it. They don't play games. They're not playing games. Brzezinski runs the Obama foreign policy. His son runs the McCain foreign policy. Do you read me? Does that make it to the gray mass in between your ears, police and military? Do not snicker or giggle or suck your thumb when I say that to you. I demand you check out what I just claimed. I demand you get up off your butt and you find out who you're working for. They are going to hurt you and me and everybody else very, very bad unless we have an awakening and just start saying no. Now, we didn't just call the economic collapse. We called when it would happen, how it would happen, what it would look like, how it would start years and years and years and years before it. We brought you the guest. We brought you the deputy head of HUD, and we brought you the head of the Treasury, the former head, and we brought you Nobel Prize winners for economics, and we brought you the experts, and we told you over and over again. Now, a lot of you heard that we're laughing and snickering. A lot of you were laughing. I told you you'd start seeing big car dealerships going bankrupt. You're seeing that. We told you the whole nine yards. We understand this economy to such a level, we even told you it would be Chevy dealerships going under first. And now the biggest in the nation's gone under. We're calling the plays two or three or four seasons out. Can you imagine someone calling the NFL plays in games years before those games are even matched up? We've got the track record here. We know what we're talking about. This is valuable information. You're going to hear stuff that is extremely dangerous next hour. Do not let it fall on deaf ears. Warn your neighbors about the HPV vaccine. Warn them. For God's sakes, I've had women call me whose daughters took it and who almost died saying, I don't know why I didn't listen to you. I saw you on your local TV show or I heard you on the radio and I laughed at it. It isn't funny. Let me tell you something. Stress is getting me. I can't enjoy the beautiful blue skies outside. I can't enjoy how wonderful and innocent my children are like I could before. Because I know that the whole world's being turned upside down on its head. And we as a society don't have time to fight with our bosses and our employees. We don't have time to fight with our wives and our husbands. We don't have time to fight with our children. Children, young people, you don't have time to go home and get in arguments with your parents. End the sick behavior, America. Stop the abortions. Stop not taking care of your parents in nursing homes. Stop being an evil people and hit your knees and ask God to forgive you. And then repent and change our ways. Because that's why this is happening. We can blame government all day long. We can blame the cops all day long. We can blame the lobbyists all day long. We can blame them all day long. But let me tell you who really is to blame for all of this. Look in the mirror, and that's where you'll see the culprit. Hell. When I look in the mirror myself, I see the culprit. I've been worldly. I'm not perfect. If I would have known just how real this was or just how serious this was over a decade ago, I thought I had knowledge and I only had a glimpse. Now sometimes I'm like, God, please don't give me more. Don't give me more discernment. No. But then I know that I need that discernment to try to lead people and try to wake people up. And so that's why this show's gotten more serious. That's why it's gotten more eloquent, more focused, more controlled. Does that mean we're perfect? No, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So drop that hammer down. Give them hell. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this system is coming down on us. Order out of chaos.
Oh, God.
It's one thing to intellectually know what they're going to do. It's one thing to read their white papers and think tank documents and military battle plans and the socioeconomic, social architecture. But it's another thing to see it put into function. It's the equivalent of looking at a photo of a grizzly bear or being in a room with one. It's one thing to look at a grizzly bear with a pair of binoculars 500 yards away down on some plateau below you from a hilltop. It's another thing to unzip the tent door and step out. There's a grizzly bear standing 10 feet away from you, digging in your ice chest. And so I saw the grizzly bear down the plateau. I said, he's coming that way. I said, hey, I just saw a grizzly bear down there. To the other people in the camp, I said, there are grizzly bears here. You know, we are in Wyoming. We are in Utah. We are in Canada. We are in a place that has grizzly bears. Or it's like being in a place in Canada that has Kodiaks, the mega grizzly bear. And, hey, I just saw a grizzly bear down there. It looked like he's coming this way. We might want to climb trees or we might want to do something. You saw a grizzly bear. You saw a grizzly bear. And I'm like, no, I really did see a grizzly bear. It's coming this way. And now the grizzly bear is 5 feet from you. For a lot of people, the grizzly bear has already grabbed them. If they stole your children, took them from you. If the IRS, because of some accounting error, but the government can do whatever they want, make whatever mistakes in crime, you know, but it's all the books thrown at you. Or if you lost your job to some illegal alien who lost their farm, their ancestral cornfield, because we supported Chase Manhattan and Citibank stealing it from them. So we laughed at them. We embraced globalism. So we took their job. So they came up here and took our job. So you really can't say anything to them, can you, those poor immigrants? Yeah, I say kick them out of here. Only because that's part of the New World Order plan. And because we can't take on billions of third world starving people. You know what? I said I'd take your calls. I'm going to go to them here in a minute. It's just everything has relationships. Everything has interconnections. And to see the interconnections, to see how it's all together, and to see how the New World Order is playing it, and to know what the New World Order is going to say and do, and then to open up a new white paper or open up a new report by them, and to know what it's going to say before you read it, and then to be seconded by them admitting what they're doing, and then to know that the analysis is correct, and to know that where all this is going is spot on, and to know that I'm right, and so many others are right. That freaks me out. Because it's one thing to talk about extermination and FEMA camps and mass arrest. It's another thing to know it's coming. Just as sure as the sun came up this morning, just as sure as it's going to set this evening. You know, we have enough IMF, World Bank, World Health Organization documents. We have enough cases of where they've been caught putting cancer viruses and HIV and vaccines and hormones to sterilize women tied to the pathogens. It's enough to, you know, confirm it over and over again, but then to have it confirmed through internal documents too, you know, to have it confirmed by a whistleblower, you'd think I'd jump up and down for joy. Oh, we're exposing them. Oh, we're making them look bad. No, it's the contrary. It's like, God, I wish I was wrong. Gosh, I wish it wasn't as bad as I thought, but it's never as bad as I thought. It's always worse. So the biggest bank in U.S. history is grabbed up by federal regulators and handed over to other private banks. Total scam. Ron Paul is saying that Bernanke and Greenspan need to be arrested. And he lists why. That's up on Infowars.com. That needs to go viral. Because by exposing the people that are guilty of this financial theft and this looting, instead of having fake solutions to give them more power and control to rob and steal from us more and go on to the next phase, we need to create a human cry. We need to build a call for not a few CEOs of mid-level groups to be trotted out and given 5 years in prison, and they'll get out in one. When it's not really the CEOs, it's the shareholders, the big institutional foundational shareholders, and the policy people that set that and change the laws to let them engage in these crimes. But then they went ahead and went further and broke more laws. They have to be, we have to believe that we can bring them to justice. That's what needs to be called for. So a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, if there is a rebellion and a resistance and somehow we ever get control of the government again, so we can have these people extradited from Europe and taken here and put on trial. Not ratlined to some new country. Now, I know Ron Paul's a man of integrity, so I know he wouldn't duck the question. He'd say they deserve prison. And I'm happy in a Declaration of Independence to have my name on the article calling for their arrest. I've signed my John Hancock. I need you, the listeners, to sign your John Hancock onto Ron Paul's John Hancock on that declaration of we want you to go to prison, and you should. That's justice. You sign your John Hancock by posting it on your website, your blog, getting it out to everyone you know. There's a lot of other news, but I said I'm going to take calls, so we're going to do that right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Ken.
I just want to say to people, knowledge is power, and everyone's heard that, but not unless we do something. Knowledge is power when you do something, not when you hear it. And we've gotten plenty of knowledge from you, Alex, and plenty of other people, and we've got to do something physically today. Not tomorrow, today. Please, people, I beg you, do something today. I'm going to, because I'm to blame. The reason we're in this position we're in this very moment is because of me, and I apologize to all you American people. Thank you, Alex.
Well, what are you planning to do physical?
Well, nothing. I mean, I don't mean physically mean. I mean, go and tell other people
yes.
what's going on and tell them to talk to local politicians and call your senators and representatives. We've had enough.
And letters to the editor and call into talk radio and say they're being given dictatorial power after they engineered the crisis. They're being given the power to take over banks that aren't insolvent. It's private banks with federal power grabbing everything. It is not a bailout.
They don't have power over us unless we give it to them.
We've got to get the word out that it's not a bailout. It's another layer of the scam, another level. Good to hear from you, Ken. I agree with you. And, you know, I can't advocate people climbing up billboards of financial institutions and spray painting that it's a theft, that it's not a bailout, that it's a scam. But what I can advocate is taking street chalk. That's not illegal. It washes away. And going out and putting messages all over your neighborhood sidewalks. Or going out and making 1,000 copies at Kinko's on a copier, you know, saying, this is not a bailout, it's a banker scam. Here are some websites that have news covering the fact that it's a theft and that they need to be arrested. And if thousands of you, listeners, and it's millions total, will go out and do things like that, we'll be knee-deep in this information. So, yes, sir, it is about taking action. Jeff in Texas. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Alex, I just had a question for the people who you know, kind of haven't seen this come in. I just want to know what rock they've been hiding under because, I mean, you can watch the news and you see Chris Dodd and Chuck Schumer and they're all straight-faced and this is really serious. And they'll kind of have a kind of a news background video and they're laughing. I mean, this was yesterday. They're like laughing and lollygagging around. And so I don't know what rock these people are hiding under, but this information is so widely available. It blows my mind. You know what rock they're hiding under?
Well, I know that you're absolutely right. This is a big celebration. on the morning, on the evening of 9/11, when they had him sing God Bless America and had the House and Senate stand on the Capitol steps, when the cameras were pulling away at the end, they were laughing. They were having celebrations.
Yep.
They were pumped up, breathing heavy. They were, we're really going to get power. Oh, God, we did it. Yes. Oh, yes.
You can just see it. And then I have one other question for you, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to know if you know what's going on with Cynthia McKinney and the Green Party. I saw her on C-SPAN the other day, and they asked her what her platform is. And one of the first things she started talking about was reparations for descendants of slaves and indigenous people. And it blew my mind. I was like, what? And I just wonder if you could give some commentary.
Well, you don't see me supporting Cynthia McKinney for president.
Right.
I mean, I think she's a nice lady on 9/11, has a lot of courage, but I just think she is a well-meaning person who's wrong about a lot of issues. And, you know, how about we stop injecting the black people with mercury to brain damage them, and the white people, too. See, you know, how about they stop putting fluoride and lead and arsenic in their water? We'll be right back.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
All those richer days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind.
Against the wind.
Young and strong.
We found ourselves sinking,
but we were still just running against the wind, folks. against the wind.
Against the wind. Against the wind.
Oh, man. To really see these criminals bringing our country down, fully bankrupting it for themselves so they can gobble up the pieces is amazing. Rob in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead. Rob dropped. Okay. Let me talk to Jimmy in Tennessee. You're on the air, Jimmy.
Oh, hello? Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that advice about looking in the mirror. I think a lot of times, though, the people don't take action because it's sort of like when someone faints and you say, call 911, and no one does because they think the other person's going to do it.
I think you're talking about people not being able to get to the point of calling 911, when I saw a woman choking one time, everybody just stood around saying, call 911, and they had to form a committee about who was going to call 911. So I just went over to the Heimlich maneuver, and you're right. We have been trained to sit and wait for somebody else to do it for us.
Mm-hmm. And a good way to attack them is you can easily take YouTube videos off of the convert them. Even if you didn't make the video, and take 9/11 truth videos and economic videos and convert them using keepvid.com.
And put them on CDs.
And put them onto CDs, save them so that if the internet goes down, but also put them onto like Metacafe, Daily Motion, and just we could flood those whole sites with 9/11 truth.
Well, I'm glad to see that people are flooding our information more than ever on the web. So I say good job, and good job to you, Jimmy. Adam in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering, I don't hear you speak of the International Property Maintenance Code in relation to what's going on now. And I tell a lot of friends and people that I come in contact with that that's the vehicle with which they're going to have their properties removed from them. And
for those that don't know, our zoning laws that are being passed at the county and city and state level are internationally codified. Then they take your locals. You know, most of your local bureaucrats and wine and dine them and even pay them off to come back and then pass standardized rules to shut down family farms, ranches, homes, to take property. Yes, sir, it's all part of the predatory system.
Can I ask you another question?
Mm-hmm. And we actually have covered that in detail, but go ahead.
I've got a good hour and a half of music that I would love to play before Willie Nelson come the end of October. You think you could use my services?
I talk to Willie maybe once every few weeks, and he's a really busy guy. It's not like Willie Nelson sitting in my office and I can play him a bunch of music or material. You need to just find out his management company's address online and mail that to him. I'm not my brother's keeper. I can't be an intermediary for people to Willie Nelson. I think you think too much of me. It's not like Willie Nelson's here in my office. Anything else?
Well, what I'm saying is that I would like to play for free at Willie's show.
Imagine quite a few people would. Unfortunately, it's only Willie and one other group that are going to be playing there. And I was just told Jimmy Vaughn's going to be playing there as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.